Hello and welcome to the Decibel Boost podcast, the official music podcast of the website Surreal Resolution. I'm your host, Robert, and I cannot believe that Nintendo announced Chibi Robo Ziplash 2 for the Nintendo Switch, now with even more Dippin' Dots. And with me, I have...
You know what would have saved the Queen? If the Reagan sweep actually happened. God damn you, Sans Undertale from Undertale!
And...
Y'all nerds need to really go touch grass or just do some more shit. Like, y'all doing the impossible. Make me want to defend a live action remake that I don't even care for. But y'all gonna get mad at? Oh no, that mermaid, she's black. Okay, and whoa, her hair's red. It's, you mean she's actually redhead and not just Kool-Aid red like in the y'all.
Leave it to the shouty dudes on YouTube. Oh, look at us. We're all tough and badass. You know, men used to die on the front lines of war. Why can't we do that anymore? I don't know, because dipshits like you whine on YouTube about black mermaids. Just throwing that out there.
Nobody's stopping all of you out there from dying on the front lines. Go ahead and do that.
You want to do that, be our guest.
Though I fear a lot of these people will probably be on the side opposing Ukraine if given the chance.
Don't worry.
All those idiots are scurrying off in due time anyway. Because very stupid plan you got there, Vlad.
Oh Lord.
Oh boy. Yeah, but for real though, y'all drive me nuts at the like. Why the fuck y'all make me want to defend a movie that I'm pretty sure I'm not gonna see because there's another DC live action remake that honestly just does the same shit that, you know, everybody else does, but at least with some differences, although I will say, even though it ain't gonna happen, considering I know that the V Dix is Sebastian.
You know, that's kind of thinking, ironic considering that, remind me, is Lin-Manuel Miranda doing the music for this one?
I don't think so.
Because I could have sworn I remember his name being attached to some Disney remake. I forget which one. I don't know.
I don't know if the motherfucker appears in every that motherfucking thing Disney or some at this point. But
yeah, the nerds are the worst people on the internet are pissing and pooping their pampers. Meanwhile, a whole bunch of other people on the internet that aren't bastards are all happy because, holy shit, a black mermaid. Finally, a character that looks like me. And you know what? I'm not interested in the movie either, but if it makes you happy, good for you. And to everybody screaming and pissing their pampers, again, you could just go to a war and die on the front lines. Why do you got to make it everyone else's problem?
My only
addendum is I'm kind of sick of content. No more quantity. Give me quality.
Hear, hear. Anyway, speaking of content, here we are, Decibel Boost episode 281. So how's everyone's week been going?
Oh boy, it's tea time. Gather around, children.
I don't have tea, but I have a can of Mountain Dew. Does that qualify as a substitute?
Fair enough. I have a bottle of Coke Zero here anyway. So, here's why I've been a bit of a friggin' wreck for the last 3 months. I've had to deal with stupid family drama. Particularly from one family member who wants to get, of all things, a tool chest. I'm not going to go too deep into that. I'm not going to name names, but this has been something I have been on the peripheral end of for 3 months. Hearing all the phone calls, all the back and forth, hearing all the stories about, you know, who said what. Like, it's been a hassle. It's been a hassle. It was a hassle trying to get this fucking toolbox into a storage unit, which took 2 hours to do because this thing is like 4,000 pounds and these storage units are on lips, which makes it a little hard to actually push into a unit. So we had to try it twice because it had to get off a tow truck. And there were four of us present, and we had to do everything we can, and I almost blew my back out pushing that fucking thing in.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it weighs 4,000 pounds. It's about 9 feet wide by 6 feet tall.
Jesus.
Yeah, big mechanics tool chest. Again, long story, I'm not going to get into it. So yeah, we had this sitting in a unit for about 2 months. Right when everything happened, namely a COVID case in my family, not me, I'm fine, but it did happen, and other family coming out to visit, all at the same time, aka 2 weeks ago.
Oh, fuck.
Somehow, by the grace of God, all the planets aligned. The tool chest got cleaned up. It went up for sale on Craigslist, and within a couple days, it actually got sold.
Woohoo.
Yes, woohoo. Okay. We got some money out of that, in which I got myself a new laptop and a new MacBook Pro, because they've been on sale at Best Buy. This is not a happy purchase. This is the result of a lot of hard work and stress and burnout that I've been dealing with for 3 months because of stupid family drama bullshit. God damn it, I earned this thing.
Oh, dear. Well, at least that closes the chapter on that for now until, I don't know, the next horrible thing happens.
This is probably going to be it because said family member kind of wants nothing to do with the rest of us, or obviously on my end, because of this whole thing. So the plan is we're going to pack up a whole lot of stuff, send it out to said family member, and if they ever come to their senses, we'll be ready. But until then, here you go. Here's all these belongings. Take it and just that's what you want to do, go. Fine, go. We don't care anymore. Go. Just in case you're wondering, I'm part of the sane part of my family, which is very small.
Oh, dear.
There's a lot more stuff I could get into right now, but I won't because, I've dealt with enough family stuff for the rest of this year.
Well, at least he got his shit and got out. Thank fuck. Anyway, Mark, what about you?
Well, all I can say is for this upcoming week, I'm gonna be switching over because work is gonna be extra like busy this week due to some new thing coming soon. And no, I'm not liable to say anything, I'm not gonna tell y'all out there. They'll know. They'll know, but I'm not telling y'all shit, but let's just say I'm going to be tired all fucking week or just exhausted from doing this shit. And yeah, it's going to be a hassle, man. I'm already a third done with the work week. I got 4 more days to endure, which hopefully I know I'll be off Saturday, which is good.
Hear, hear.
Yeah. You know about the wrap snacks?
I believe so. I'm trying to remember. I think I've seen them at like the checkout line at the supermarket. I know at the very least there's Cardi B and Migos. I know the Migos one is called the Dab of Ranch, I think.
Yeah. You know they got drinks now.
What?
They got drinks now. They got something called Ooh Wee Lemonade, which is co-signed by Little Baby.
Huh.
Which I saw at a store once. I actually tried one of them, blueberry lemonade, and I gotta say, that one tastes kind of good to me. Like there's a little bit of sweetness and sourness that I kind of like lemonade. It's that right spot. So I bought basically all five flavors. They're in my room right now. It's like the fucking Infinity Gauntlet or Infinity Stones or whatever the Infinity Stones of trivia of rap snacks just drinks it. Now.
Now there's an idea for a movie. Maybe that'll be in the next phase of Marvel stuff. You know, my totally reliable insider source says so.
I now got the affinity drinks. I have pineapple mango, blueberry lemonade, sweet tea, fruit punch, and strawberry watermelon. Yes, those are flavors. But
okay, but like, okay, honestly, I kind of want the strawberry watermelon though.
Yeah, being asleep, I got them all in my drawers, but yeah, that's it.
Cool. I'll have to keep an eye out for those somewhere. And as for me, well, we have finally approached September 9th, which means Splatoon 3 is now upon us. I have not been able to squeeze in as much time as I would like because I had a podcast to edit, but trust me, as soon as this recording is over, I am going to turn on my Switch, hop right back into some lobbies, and paint some turf. Which reminds me, rest in peace, Queen Elizabeth II, you would have loved Splatoon 3. That's a message I saw on a player in the game. I gotta tell you, that's one of my favorite things about playing Splatoon. Just seeing all the weird shit that people illustrate as, like, their, like, you know, text tags and everything. So far, I've seen, like, plenty of Anya Forger, I've seen That's My Purse, I Don't Know You, Satoru Gojo. Not fond of the Among Us ones, though. I don't have anything against Among Us, I just think there's better jokes he'll be making, but yeah, good times. Feels good to be back. And I love Big Man. Me and all my homies also love Big Man. Anyway, with that out of the way, time to get on to the usual business, starting, of course, with the new song discussion for the past week. As always, there'll be a playlist down in the description, so you can follow along with us, pick up some new tunes, and mark your calendars for some new albums. Anyway, starting right at the top here, so, the band Street Sex, they're one that we talked about a while back, I think a few years ago, when Anthony Fantano put out a, compilation project that I think was supposed to benefit, like, you know, immigration services. But, okay, not, like, immigration services, but, like, services that, like, actually benefit immigrants as opposed to, like, you know what I mean, the not asshole people involved in the immigration process. That I could have worded that better, but yeah, right now Street Sex is currently active on tour. They're supporting the co-headlining shows of Perturbator and Health, and I know this because a very close friend of mine on Discord saw them live, and I am completely envious. I want to see Health one day. I want to see if they make health food. Anyway, but in the meantime, we have a new one-off track here called X Amount, and it's very, very industrial, gothic, ravey type stuff. Very loud, noisy, blaring with, like, you know, distorted guitars and electronics. Almost kind of feels like a cross between, like, Perturbator and, like, Full of Hell, especially with how, like, bass-heavy the mixing and stuff is. If you're into noise, it's a solid enough time.
Well, this starts out like something I'd hear in a PS2 driving game, and then it becomes industrial crossed with power metal and a bit of hardcore. It's sure an interesting combination, if nothing else, and it kind of makes me want to play Connecticut again.
Oh, God, that was a fun game. Is it actually downloadable anywhere? I need to know.
You can still buy it on PS4. I think it might be in the fancy PlayStation Plus thing on PS5.
I will have to double check on that at some point. Anyway, speaking of noise, so something that kind of slipped past me, it appears, is that we have news of a new Ken Mode album dropping September 23rd. It's called Null. I think there's been like 3-ish singles so far, but I'm only now noticing with this fourth and most recent single here. So we have a new song from the group called Throw Your Phone in the River, which on the one hand, no! Don't Why? Do that! Have Don't... you fucking seen how expensive that shit is these days? I need that shit to last!
Yeah. Fuck. Yeah, don't the river ain't gonna do no good. Like, I get accidentally dropping it because, I don't know, people be butterfingers, but...
Oh, God, yeah.
Not on fucking...
Thankfully, my phone at least has an OtterBox on it, so if I drop it on a surface, I'm good. But, on the other hand, I do at least understand the intention of the title, because if you read, you know, the pieces on the internet and what the band has been saying about the song, it's in relation to a sentiment that I'm pretty sure our friend Alex over here would agree with. Fuck off with the goddamn doom scrolling and go touch grass.
Yes, I do agree with that.
Yeah, so it's certainly a song that sounds pissed off enough to convey that sentiment. It's a very concise 2 minutes with plenty of harsh pounding drums, a lot of, you know, cacophonous walls of noise stemming from the guitars being simultaneously overdriven, but also with lots of twang thrown in there. And again, the mixing in general is very, like, bass heavy. Like, you feel this rumbling in your chest, especially if you have, like, a good sound system for it. I'm here for it.
Yeah, okay. First off, whoever did this video, especially on the audio end of it, you gotta turn that up. Everything sounds way too quiet. And just for reference, on my end with my audio mixer, I have my volume knobs turned to around 2 o'clock. Not too loud, but loud enough so I can hear everything. I had to check another video to see if it was on my end, and nope, everything else sounded fine. I had to nearly max out the volume to listen to this. But other than that weird thing, this is very good and heavy and frantic and aggressive and has some good tone to it. That bass be fat, yo.
Yes, it do be. Anyway, moving on to the next track here. So, we have the clocks going off again. I don't even need to look at them anymore. I can recognize the clocks by their tone. This week, it's Griselda O'Clock, as well as the Alchemist O'Clock.
Why, yes, it is. And if it's somewhat Griselda, because this is, this is won't be in the British territory, but he's not the main artist in here. It's part of this other group, Black Soprano Family. What's the coming weeks back? They released a project called Long Live DJ Shay, which should, wait, hold up, I got a text. Oh, the thing's out now.
Oh, shit, already?
It's actually out now. I actually see it on my tubby, on my title. Which, wow, I was so on the, damn it, what the fuck? Anyway, the track we're talking about, which is probably already heard already, it's called Pandemic Flow. It's produced by The Alchemist, and it features bars from Rick Hyde, Conway the Machine, and Corey Guns. Which, that is a name I have not heard in a long time, because I remember that guy, he was on that one Lil Wayne track about 10 years ago. I think it was 6'7".
Oh, that one?
Yeah, that one. Like, people are going to be the next big thing, but it never happened. Which, let's go for the track. It's a bit like, you know, it's pretty simple for what it is. Like, a very, you know, very going bar for bar, about their own shit, in that very Alchemist grimy, that grimy type of shit thing going on with, which, all right, which way, I'm kind of digging, I'm getting the shit like Corey Guns verse, which I did, because more than like, out of my llama, out of my mind, out of my depth, and I'm out of the climb, stacking my ladder, I'm waving a one, abracadabra, you're right out of the chatter, I gather and spin through your blood with a Saturn, it's Saturn, sadder. They call me lover, they're fighting, want to shoot him, not much of a stabber, not much of a looter, you just a grabber, the Ruger's the giver, you just a haver. Yeah, okay. And of course for Conway, you know, I mean, years back, you know, the lyricist of, you know, what the former three-man thing, but and Rick Hass not bad either, and yeah, this is overall decent, and hopefully I should probably listen to the whole album since I can now. I did not check if it was out or not. I mean, to be fair, I
tried scrolling the article. I don't think it even mentioned, like, a date or anything. Like, I tried to see if it was attached to an album, and I must have skipped over it, I guess. Or it didn't say anything at all.
Yeah, that's a fun. I just want to say, oh, it's over here. and me forgot that. Oh yeah. Okay. Okay. But to be fair, the world's police always at a time that we do the roundups. So I usually wait to listen to new shit before, after I get through, you know, talking about the shit we just listened to last month. So keep my mind fresh.
Yes. Fair enough. Anyway, moving on to the next track here. So once upon a time, there was a man called Drom. Then he ditched that name to become Shelly FKA Drom. And apparently now he's back to being Drom again because... Well, anyway, he's apparently got a new project coming out at some unknown point in the future. And so we have a new single from him called Wham. And there is definitely a whole lot of Wham that pops up as a vocal sample somewhere in the background. Almost kind of comically so. Like, you're listening to it, and while the song is trying to be, you know, romantic and sensual, there's a lot of also, like, weird beeps and blips in the production, just enough for you to notice that when combined with the Wham, it sounds very cartoonish. Which, again, I feel like, to some extent, is kind of undermining the other half of the song, because, like, for the record, when he says Wham, he means it more like Wham Bam Thank You Ma'am. Shock of all shocks, this is a song about some very sensual, romantic, sweet fucking... And to be fair, for a lot of it, it does sound pretty credible. In fact, send this to the Reddit guy and tell him to put it in place of Seabat for his next relationship. I'm just saying, this actually sounds credible as fuck music. And she'll probably put up with it for a lot longer than 2 years.
Like, I know, like I was like... With Drom, like, I even took him the most, in terms of music-wise, I mean, but we do know him do, like, this type of shit, which is like, okay, it does that, you know, sensual, you know, that sensual type of shit, which, all right, that's all you in, that, you know, sounds smooth, sounds sexy, which, yeah, it definitely works, and it definitely works.
Hear, hear. Anyway, moving on to the next track after that, looks like, oh, yeah, that's right. There's that Brian Eno album coming out next month. October 14th, Forever and Ever No More. We talked about one of the songs a while back. I think it might have been like a month or two ago. Holy shit. And so now we have the latest single from the album, We Let It In. And it's a very breathy song, for lack of a better term, because, okay, the production, you know, is very ethereal. It's very, like, you know, floaty. And while there is kind of, like, these synthetic vocal effects on, like, Brian Eno's voice and a lot of, like, you know, droning electronics on there, it also feels like there's a lot of sort of breathing, like, prolonged breathing samples that kind of exist throughout the mix and everything. Like, that's kind of what's making it sound very airy and breathy. It's solid enough. Again, it's mainly, like, for, this is mostly music to throw on and just kind of, like, vibe and just take in the ambiance.
Yeah, it's very atmospheric, but maybe just a bit too atmospheric for my liking, but I can still appreciate the vibe it's trying to go for.
Now, moving on to the next track after that, here's another quick tale for you music lovers out there. Once upon a time, there was a band. They were called King Gizzard, plus or minus a lizard wizard, a group of Australian lads who pump out music just about as frequently as dipshit fanboys online pump out shitty takes about any and all pieces of media. The difference being, I would gladly rather binge the entire King Gizzard discography, because at least that contributes something of value to the world. Anyway, there was a time in 2017, the year where I first actually started listening to them, where they put out a whole 5 albums. 5 albums in a single year. And earlier this year, they had an album called Made in Timeland. Then 2 months after that, they had the album Omnium Gatherum. And now they've announced that they've got 3 more albums coming down the pipeline, making for another year of 5 King Gizzard albums, all coming out in October. The first of these is called Ice, Death, Planets, Lungs, Mushrooms, and Lava. That's coming out October 7th. Laminated Denim comes out October 12th, and that's apparently a companion piece to Made in Timeland. And then Changes coming out the 28th. They all, you know, also release like these weird little backstory snippets about each of the albums. And in the case of the first of these albums coming out, apparently the recording process involved each of them like the band committing to a very specific BPM and mode of the major scale unique to each individual song. They would jam all day, sometimes for like 45 minutes or so, then swap instruments, jam again, then just kind of stitch together a bunch of additional instrumentation and collab on lyrics after the fact. In other words, it's King Gizzard being very, very, taking the long way around, it seems. Because ain't that what they always do? So, we're talking about a new song they have here, this being called Ice 5 from the first of those albums. And yeah, it definitely sounds very much like a psychedelic jam session, all right? Like, it's got a lot of very steady, consistent drum grooves, plenty of breezy guitar chords, throw in some flute in there too. Things, you know, grow increasingly more psychedelic and jazzy about a quarter of the way through, with plenty of emphasis on, you know, repeated loops of those, you know, guitar progressions, those solos, those chords and all that. And of course, the keyboards eventually kick in with a bit of a psychedelic funk for a whole ass 10 minutes. So it ultimately depends on what your stomach is for psychedelic jamming, but I don't really mind all that much. It's not my favorite King Gizzard material, but it's alright for what it is. Now someone's got to tell me if they got another metal album coming down the pipe. Then I'll be super interested.
Okay, that thing where everyone swaps instruments, I think David Bowie did that on an album one time in the 70s, but as far as this goes, look, guys, my October is booked solid. I'm not going to find time for three albums while I have the fall anime season to sift through, and the start of basketball season and hockey season, and the baseball postseason, and all my usual routine stuff, along with doing two shows a week, most weeks, and all my other work stuff, and you're asking me to dedicate 10 minutes of my time for you right now? What are you guys, anyway?
You know, I feel like at some point they're just gonna do, like, some grand reveal where they, like, I don't know, take off their human skin and reveal the last thing we ever expected underneath, like, I don't know. Take your pick. Maybe they're like an alien species in Dawn to Dawn or something. By the way, the physical volumes of that start releasing next month. I am hyped to start collecting it. Anyway, speaking of very, very weird shit, with the state of Warner Brothers and all of its subsumed properties in a state of what the fuck is even happening? What are you doing? Fuck you, David Zaslav. Why? It was a pleasant reminder to receive this past week that apparently the Aqua Teen movie is still happening. Presumably the Venture Bros and Metalocalypse movies as well. As we got a new trailer for the upcoming Aqua Teen Hunger Force film, Aqua Teen Forever Plantasm. We got a release date of November 8th, and of course the trailer and description give us, you know, information on the plot. Following, you know, Frylock, Master Shake, and Meatwad coming together to deal with a tech mogul named Neil, who heads up a massive corporation called Amazin, which appears to specialize in factory and warehouse shipping all around the world, and are also presumably planning to take over said world with grotesque slime slash plant monsters. The trailer honestly looks pretty impressive and grand scale for an Aqua Teen production, and of course a lot of the character beats and humor is like they never, you know, missed a day. My personal favorite line in the trailer being, you know, when Meatwad is having a conversation with Frylock on the phone, and he's like, "I got me foot cancer. You ain't got no feet. Not anymore." Oh, Meatwad. But yeah, with that trailer, we even got a release of the film's opening theme, and tragically, they could not get Mastodon back. We're going to not get Cut You Up With a Linoleum Knife Round 2. But not to be any slouches in that department, we do have the guys in Run the Jewels opening this shit here. And, you know, honestly, well, first off, that beat is pretty bumping and banging in the way a lot of RTJ songs tend to be, with a lot of those really bumping drums and lots of fat, buzzy electronic synths, built around, you know, a chorus sample of MCP Pants, quoted directly from the show, you know, when he's talking about his big scheme to, like, get a bunch of flies all spitting at once, you know, melt down the walls of the National Bank to get the money. And the lyrics in general are about what you would expect. A lot of bragging, boasting, and dick jokes. Although, surprisingly, the best dick joke in the song comes from Killer Mike this time, and not LP, when he's like, "She ate my glizzy in the busy like it was dinner from Denny's." Okay, so Killer Mike fucks at Denny's. Danny Brown fucks at Burger King. I feel like we need to start keeping track of this. We need to know which rappers fuck where. For science. Who does fuck at Chili's? You know, I'm just going to say this. Chili's feels like a J. Cole place. Don't ask me to justify that scientifically. That's just the vibe.
I mean, if we're talking J. Cole, that'll be North Carolina, so maybe that's Bojangles instead.
You know what? Fair. Like I said, we're going to have like a like cork board of this stuff. It's going to be like Pepe Sylvia. And yeah, otherwise the song is, you know, all of that and plenty of random lyrical references to the show as a whole, name drops of our main trio, various characters like Dr. Weird, MC Peapants, and even Dr. Wongberger of all people. You know, presumably because LP still had to get his dick jokes in.
Yeah, that was the same, but it's fucking Run the Jewels. What else we gonna say? The song sounds very much them. It's dope as hell, and I didn't see the first opportunity on the first movie.
Now we move on to the last track here. So, yeah, there's a new Bjork album that's coming out at the end of this month. Space Ghost's Wife, the only person who could possibly give Slipknot to run for their money. Because, you know, you might have the nine, but can they compete with the Bjork? Anyway, so the new project is called Fossora, and I'm pretty sure this is the first proper, like, single we've gotten from the album since its announcement. It's called Atopos, and musically, we have a lot of, you know, woodwinds here, bass clarinets, to be precise, and this kind of steady but minimal thumping electronic drum beat, like, let me see if I can remember how it goes, like, you know, that kind of beat. I forget if there's, like, a proper music theory name for it, but you know what it is when you hear it. Of course, with that, Bjork sings about the importance of, you know, human connections and stuff like that, which, you know, sometimes given the way that she kind of sounds when she's singing, you know, and stringing lyrics together, perhaps I could be missing something here, but I think that's what it's about. Even though, strangely enough, the title, Atopos, refers to it's the scientific term for a genus of carnivorous land slugs. I don't think I want to form a connection with those. But also, the lyrics are technically drawn from, at least according to a post on our website, a 1977 book called A Lover's Discourse Fragments by author Roland Barthes. If that name sounds vaguely familiar, he's done a lot of writings in his day, probably the most well-known in our collective spheres being to pioneer the concept of death of the author in media analysis, aka that thing that I'm pretty sure a lot of people are constantly missing the point of everywhere. Also, the song gets very, foresty and in tune with nature as it sounds, it does get very loud and clattering and banging in the back end of the song. I kind of dig it. It's certainly something, as always, it's Bjork's. It's Bjork's world, and we're all just sort of privy to it.
You know, six bass clarinets sounds like it would be killer through a giant subwoofer setup. Same with that dope beat they got in the back here.
Anyway, that about does it for the new song discussion. And we only really have one news topic to discuss here, and it has to do with one of the other big streaming services, Netflix, who are also probably still in various forms of shit. You know, there's their own, you know, disrespect towards various kinds of animation. Lots of pandering to the worst people imaginable. Letting go of lots of staff. Fucking gatekeeping Stone Ocean as a binge watch. You know, it's kind of funny to me that, like, JoJo's is a show that absolutely needs, like, a week-to-week viewing experience, at least when it's premiering. But that gets gated off into, you know, 12 episode drops. Meanwhile, Uncle from Another World, an anime that has had shitloads of production problems to the point where they apparently have to, like, restart its whole broadcast run from episode one, even though it's only, like, 6 or 7 episodes in, that probably could have benefited from being held off if they were having those kinds of problems. I don't understand your priorities, Netflix. Anyway, the latest announcement on Netflix's end is that they're producing a scripted comedy series from none other than Vince Staples. Ooh. Yes, everyone's favorite rapper from Long Beach, California. They've ordered a project from him titled The Vince Staples Show. It's kind of like the semi-autobiographical thing based off his actual real life. He's executive producing alongside starring it. We also have executive production via Kenya Barris and a whole lot of other staff and people. Including, I think, people who were involved with that upcoming Kid Cudi animated show dropping on Netflix soon.
Yeah.
Yeah, it says that in the Variety piece here. And, of course, you know, Vince Staples is no stranger to, you know, on-screen appearances. You know, he appeared in that movie Dope from several years back. He, you know, does the voice of the lead character in Laserwolf. There was also that YouTube thing that I think that just kind of stopped after, like, 3 or 4 episodes.
Yeah.
Whatever happened to that?
Yeah, it did stop. I thought, wow. Okay, what was production is like, I read like, who's the dude's like, oh, that guy, Kenya Barris, aka the motherfucker who's that run that you know, show Blackish and his spinoffs. And I think he been doing a lot of shit lately. I think he's also producing that White Man Can't Jump remake for Hulu or
is that the one with Jack that was the one with Jack Harlow, right?
Yes, I think he was part of that because I mentioned that once in the one episode that was Lost Forever.
Huh.
I'm up to seeing more Vince Staples. I mean, I'm definitely up to seeing more of that. Dude proves to be a big actor. Look at Motherfuckers. He performed that shit well in that movie.
Man, I still need to get my hands on a Blu-ray copy. I don't think I actually have it on, like, any kind of home video. But, yeah, you know, good stuff. Especially curious to see, like, how he does in, like, this kind of formally scripted project that he's, like, overseeing a lot of. That's going to be pretty interesting. Anyway, that about does it for, you know, the news topics. We got one last thing to discuss here, and that is, of course, the new album releases for September 16th, 2022. Starting right at the top, we have the latest project from metal band Behemoth with Opus Contra Naturum. I assume the V's are meant to be pronounced like U's, because that's how it always is in this fucking genre. From The Devil Wears Prada, we have their newest album, Color Decay. From the band Clutch, we have Sunrise on Slaughter Beach. From the Mars Volta, we have their new self-titled album, their big comeback after 10 or so years. From the band Death Cab for Cutie, we have Asphalt Meadows. From Little Dragon, we have the Opening the Door EP. From Rena Sawayama, we have her new album, Hold the Girl. And from the Korean girl pop group Blackpink, we have Born Pink. That'll cover all that. Now we just need to clean house and get the hell out of here. So, Alex, where can they find you on the internet?
As always, Aura of Azure, where I just ramble on about stuff sometimes and do threads on things and talk about iPods because those are always fun. And yeah, just look out for me.
Mark, what about you?
Of course, on Twitter at MapTavi Media and on my site, MindHype1 at hype1.wordpress.com. Recently, I did an anime review for The Second Chunk Wants to Hang Out Season 1, mainly because Season 2 is coming out next month.
Oh, that's right, it is. Anyway, as for me, you can find me on Twitter, Instagram, etc. at Rob Barracuda. You can email me, robert@sewerresolution.com for, you know, questions, comments, concerns, and inquiries. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes and Google Podcasts. New audio-only episodes go up every Wednesday. Video usually goes up on the official YouTube channel. So subscribe, hit the bell tab so you're notified whenever anything goes up there. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at SuperRezzo, like us on Facebook, visit the website SuperResolution.com for written articles, this podcast, podcast O&A, all that good stuff. And be sure to jump into our Discord chat so you can perhaps share your own strange, unconventional soda finds that I will be envious of if they don't have them in the state of Florida. Because I'm always looking to be, you know, a good old soda junkie. That'll about do it for this week, though. We'll, of course, be back next week with more of our usual weekly nonsense. But until then, well, like I said, now that the episode's over, Splatoon 3 beckons.